Cape Talk. Cape Talk. Money Matters with Sylvia Walker.
Another Friday is here. Good morning, Sylvia Walker. How are you doing?
Morning, Abs. I'm fantastic. Thank you. And you?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. But it is starting to get a bit colder. The mornings.
So early in the mornings, huh?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Suddenly comes up there.
And I always struggle with a thermometer in the car. Like, you know, your windscreen there. It's like that balancing act of making sure that it clears up. I always struggle with that. But okay, to you listening at home, 15 minutes past five. Good morning to you. It's Friday, and that means it's time for Money Matters with Sylvia Walker. We chat to her every Friday at this time. If you ever want to get in contact with Sylvia, please do so using her email address, which is sylvia@sylviawalker.co.za. Interesting discussion we're having this morning, Sylvia. We often talk about retail therapy and, but people saying that, you know what, shopping just, it makes me feel good. It makes me feel better and just relieves my stress. Is this true, or is this just a myth? Does shopping actually make us happier?
Yes, it can and it can't. I've been listening to you and I just wanted to just give a comment on the story that you've been talking about with massive amount of credit that Pick and Pay has managed to sell to people over the past 7 months or whatever, because it links into the shopping thing. I just think it's unbelievably scary if one thinks about the amount of credit actually that has been given to people, and you know how many more people have gone into debt. If that offer hadn't been made, they would still be surviving quite all right at the end of the day. So, it very much links into shopping, but now people are doing it on even, you know, not even with cash, but actually on credit that they have, on debt that they incur. So it's a very scary figure that. Is it 1 billion rand that they've actually given out in credit?
But Sylvia, I mean, one of those SMS, sorry, now that we're on that, the SMS there, I think was, you know, had some validity to it in that these are adults. Who are we to tell people how to live their lives?
I know. I actually heard that comment, Abs. And, you know, for me, yes, that's very true. We are adults, but a lot of people are susceptible and are taken in by the idea of having extra cash. It's an easy way to have extra cash. And then secondly, a lot of the marketing is very, very clever. You know, it's very cleverly done and people fall for it. And it's not that people are weak or stupid or ineffectual. It's just very easy to fall for it because the marketing is done so well. And you know, the whole allure of credit and of having debt, of course, is that you can have this life that you can't really afford. You can have stuff that you want, and you can only worry about paying for it later. So it's a very emotive thing. The people who sell and market credit do that very well. You know, they give you that dangle, that carrot in front of you.
Okay. Before we get carried away, talk to me. Does shopping make us happier?
Yeah, actually, it's quite interesting, Abs, because a lot of people use shopping, obviously, as a form of relaxation. And one train of thought is to say that, you know, if you're not, the opposite of happiness is sadness, obviously. And people are often sad because they are out of control of situations. They feel life is out of control. And by shopping, you actually restore some kind of control in that you are making decisions. So, you know, there's one theory that says through that it can actually make you happier. But it's also, of course, there's a lot of reasons for people being sad. So it's not necessarily that it's because you're out of control. We do know, though, that the feelings of, you know, when you spoil yourself, when you focus on something different, you know, when you shift your attention away from your daily grind or daily stresses, that can be a tremendous mood lifter. So shopping does, it gives you a sense of euphoria, it gives you a sense of distraction. And it's quite interesting in that, you know, if you think about the concept of shop attainment, shopping centers are fantastic at that. You know, they encourage you to come for the whole day with the family, you know, walk around the shops, eat, entertain. So shopping has become more than just, you know, going to buy the necessities. It's often a form of relaxation, not just for a person, but for the whole family. So, yeah, it can actually, I suppose, make you happier if you look at it that way.
But then is it the shopping or just the act of spending money that we believe is really making us happy? I mean, is it the experience or is it the actual act of spending money? And do these feelings last?
And the thing is that, it's, you know, we know that buying stuff, and this has been proven by lots of solid research, buying material things does not make you happy necessarily, owning those things. It's a temporary feeling of achievement, of, you know, I've now got this thing. It's memories and experiences that actually make us happy. So, you know, having that time to be able to spend with your family leaves good memories, and that makes us happy at the end of the day. Very interesting, though, that studies recently have shown that when you actually shop, your brain releases serotonin. Now, serotonin is a neurotransmitter, and that's a chemical that actually makes us feel good. So spending money on yourself and on other people actually can release serotonin, and that's a very good feeling, and that actually makes us feel happy and boosts our mood. Whether these feelings last or not, of course, is the million-dollar question, because, again, research has shown us that it's in the hunting and the acquiring of the item that people feel really happy and excited, and all the positive emotions come out. Because if you think about it, when you do go shopping for something, it's the expectation of finding it, to searching for it, it's eventually getting that item that actually is exciting and thrilling. And then, quite interestingly, the studies have shown that after people have got that item, their emotions, their mood kind of dips again because they've now achieved that goal. And in some cases may even have buyer's remorse, you know, that they've actually bought something, spent money. It felt fantastic. It was like a high. I've got it now. What now kind of thing. So, the link between shopping and our emotions, very, very strongly, very strong ties. And as I said, often retailers and advertisers also use those. Very often things are not marketed. They're very seldom marketed by their product features, but they're marketed by how they can make you feel, how they can make you look, what they can do for you. So all very emotive connection.
All right. And to you listening at home, 21 minutes past five, does shopping make us happier? And if so, why? This is Money Matters with Sylvia Walker. To you listening at home, are you a shopaholic? Are you one of those individuals that, when you're feeling down and out, you perhaps whip out that debit credit card and you just lose your mind and you feel happier after that? Does shopping make you happier at home? 021-446-0567. Would love to hear from you as a shopaholic, or you don't even shop at all. You've never even done retail therapy. Would love to hear your views on this matter. Sylvia, you mentioned serotonin. What is it, and how else can we get this feeling? I mean, I would imagine if it's a chemical reaction, you don't only get it from retail. It's something that's there that's triggered when you are happy in some other ways.
Absolutely, Abs. It's part of our makeup as human beings, and this is the fascinating area of neuroscience, which is a new field of study that's been going for the past two or three sort of decades, probably the past two decades. So serotonin is a neurotransmitter, or a chemical, for want of a better word. And it is intricately involved in a number of our core physical processes. So it regulates our sleep, appetite, our mood. It's a great player in our mood. So, you know, when we feel anxious or fearful, or we feel happy, we feel happy with the world, we've got a sense of comfort. All of that is linked to the levels of serotonin that we have in our system. And imbalances in serotonin are often linked to depression. So you'll find with depression medication that they are serotonin, they actually block serotonin's reuptake into our system. So when the body produces it, often antidepressants will block the reuptake of that serotonin, so it remains in our system to lift people's moods when they're suffering from depression. So very interesting that, it's produced naturally in our body, so we don't have to get it from doing something like shopping. And about 95% of it is produced in our gut. So eating right obviously plays a big role. And there's a number of things that have been linked to, to boost serotonin in our system. Eating eggs and pineapple, salmon, eliminating sugar, certain grains, exercise. So it comes back to those basic things we were taught as children, you know, eat right, exercise, and all of that. But that does actually chemically produce serotonin, which actually lifts our moods and boosts our moods. And I think it's actually quite interesting. I found in life often that if I eat badly, I actually don't feel very well, you know. But if you eat well, you seem to feel better. And it's not just, I think, the psychological thing that I'm eating properly for my body, but it's actually there's something chemically going on inside my body. So very interesting. Yeah, it's something that our body produces and lifts our moods.
Now, Sylvia, I mean, we talk about spending money on ourselves. I'll use myself as an example. You know, sometimes I go to, shall we call it a watering hole. And I'll sit there with other gentlemen and we will be conversing over some watery beverages. And yes. I find that I tend to spend quite a lot on actually buying for others. And I don't know why that is, because I'm very stingy with my money. But once there, I really tend to buy more for others. And somehow, some way, I always come out more in debt as a result of that. So we talk about spending money on ourselves, but what about spending money on others?
That's just those lemonades that you spend all the money on, as somebody once said to me. Let's go and have a lemonade. I said, absolutely. It's interesting, you know. The thing is that there's that old expression, it's better to give than to receive. And we get tremendous pleasure out of giving to others. And that also links in with a neurotransmitter or a chemical called oxytocin. So as human beings, we are social creatures. We like being with people. We like the approval of people. And by giving to others, we make them happy. So it's a simple thing, you know, you're connecting with other people. And people are smiling, they're happy, it's good to be around them. And it helps us with that sense of teamwork, of needing other people. So that's why really it's quite simple. It's a selfish thing, entirely selfish, but it works because we have that need to be connected to people. And spending money on other people connects us to them because it creates bonds, it brings us together. You're also doing it in a very sociable environment in your example. So it works for you because it satisfies that basic primal need that we have as human beings to be connected, to be sociable, to be with other people. So, yeah, that's why you do it, quite simply.
All right, and just talking about this as we tie this off very quickly, Sylvia, it's all good and well, but are there any chances of this thing firing or backfiring?
And the thing is, if you're using retail therapy as a means of stress relief, so I've known of people, they have like a hectic week at work, and Saturday, they do it. Every Saturday, they hit the shopping mall, because that's my way of de-stressing from the week and from life. You know, when we have stress in our lives, any kind of stress or tension, it's the old fight or flight approach. You know the story with the caveman walking through along the out in the open, and he's suddenly confronted with this massive wild animal. He has two choices. He can either fight it and, you know, stand his ground and fight it, or he can run the flight. He can run away and hopefully he can outrun this animal. And that primal, and that's when he confronts that animal, that stress that rushes through his body and the adrenaline and everything. We still have that today. Every time we're in a stressful situation as individuals, we have that same primal chemical reaction. Do I fight this or do I run away from it? And if you constantly, and this is where this concept comes in of dealing with stress, but if you're constantly dealing with your stress in such a way that you're going to be running away from it, so I'm just going to run, I'm going to go and do some retail therapy, I'm going to go buy stuff I don't need, maybe with money I don't have. Firstly, you're never actually addressing the root cause of that stress, which long-term is not a good idea. And then obviously, secondly, you're just buying stuff, you're accumulating stuff. You're not doing any kind of behavior that's actually going to leave you in a positive financial situation. And very easy to actually use credit, you know, go into credit because you're chasing that high, that feeling of, oh, it's okay. You know, I'm actually coping with my stress. My life actually might be really miserable in the week. Job may be really tough, but you know what, on a Saturday, I can just go and spend some money and spoil myself. So it can actually backfire in the long run because you're not addressing the core issues that are causing that, those underlying issues, and not actually facing up to that stress and dealing with it in a more productive way.
Sylvia, once again, absolute pleasure chatting with you. I do have to mention, though, that one of our listeners is suggesting that we did make a promise, I believe, of you explaining on widow's salary plus pension. Why does SARS lump the two together, pushing the widows into a higher tax bracket and killing us financially with the due by you? Maybe next week, that's what we tackle.
We can do ads. I don't recall being asked that, but absolutely we can look at that. Yes, not a problem.
We'll get it done. Thank you so much, Sylvia Walker. Thank you so much for joining us.